is that unfortunately we don't have halacha l'maisa maisa beima. But this halacha l'maisa maisa beima, once we internalize these yisodos of halacha and maisa beima, we can now Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech discuss intelligently. I'm not going to talk halacha l'maisa, but discuss intelligently what are some of the famous discussions in Hilchos Taruvos about milk and other treifos today. There's a famous diyun that people discuss, could you drink milk today because of issues of treifos. So, first of all, the question is milk kosher, right? So Rabosai, there's not only a question whether milk is kosher in general today because of different shilas of treifos in cows today, but rather the Gemara in Bechoros on Daf Zayin already asked, how is it that cows could produce milk? A cow, Rabosai, is Eiver min Achai. We have a rule of Yotzei min Ha'Asur is Asur. So before we even discuss the practical shilas, you should know that the Gemara already asked, how can milk be kosher? So the Beferish Gemara in Bechoros on Daf Zayin. The Gemara says that the same reason why honey is kosher, says the Gemara, a bee is asur. So hayotzei min ha'asur is asur. It's one of those halachas that people learn Yaradeya. They never learn the halacha of hayotzei min ha'asur because the mechaber didn't put it in the right place. They didn't put it in Hilchos Basar B'chol and Hilchos Taruvos. It's the mechaber's fault. But it's a very, very basic halacha in Yaradeya. Many, many shailas that people who didn't learn all of Yaradeya from the beginning to the end don't come across the halacha of hayotzei min ha'asur is asur. So one of the teirutim of the Gemara is the following. Eretz zeis chalav u'dvash. That the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael is a land that gives off chalav u'dvash. And really, without the pasuk, we would have thought that it should be asur. That's what the Gemara in Bechoros, according to one opinion, says. So the bottom line is that milk is kosher because it says Eretz zeis chalav u'dvash. However, there is a much more there's a big problem in Hilchos Treifos today. As I mentioned, in these walls, Rav Shechter was here in Shnas Tashin Samach Zayin, and he said that he believed, we had heard, so we asked him about it, he said that he believes in America, he said he didn't know what the situation was in Eretz Yisrael, but he has, and legend has it, that since that time, Rav Shechter hasn't put milk in his mouth. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but he presented the following problem. Then Tavshin Samach Zayin, he was told by Mashkichim after in-depth statistical study that 14% of the cows in the United States of America would have the halachos of treifos. And he said the reason what had happened was that there was certain fodder that was being given to the animals that caused them to become treifos. Similarly, he raised this question in regards to veal, that veal also might have a problem that many of the animals are treifos. So, here let's go. Let's start to analyze. 14%. We know that the Torah Kedosha tells us, Achri Rabin Lahat, those who follow the Rov. Okay. And you don't follow the minority. However, there's another halacha, and that is that even though we don't follow the minority, there's a requirement. If there is a minority that's a miut hamatsui, so then in such a case, the halacha dictates that you need to be mevarer. There's a chiyuv levrure. Rav Yashiv Zatzal felt that when it reaches 7.5-8%, the halacha is that there's a chiyuv to be mevarer, and you can no longer follow Rov. So Rav Shechter argues the following problem. He says that if we know that the statistical number is that 14% already of the animals are treifos, then that's called a miut hamatsui, and there's a chiyuv to mevarer. So therefore, what would you have to do? You do it to verify that this animal is not a treifa, and since you have to verify this animal is not a treifa, so you got to go back to the old way in Europe. You milk a cow. You know your own cow is okay. But what happens if you... The halacha is, what happens if you have a mixture? So then in such a case, you're going to have a problem. Now, al dinei d'oraisa, there's not going to be a problem, because there's a rule, min b'mino is batel. So a little bit of milk, of non-kosher milk, 14%, is going to be batel. But number one, there's a chiyuv levarer. Number two, when it comes to min b'sheino mino, it could be that one would... I'm sorry, the halacha should be that when it comes to a min b'mino, that even we shouldn't even follow Rav, we should have to be choshish for the miut. So there are two different chashos over here. Number one is that it's a miut hamatsui. Number two is if it's min b'mino, the halacha is that we have to be bachmir midrabanan, that it's not going to be batal. So Rabbosai, let's begin analyzing those two issues. What type of rov are we discussing when it comes to treifas? So here, as we mentioned from our Iyun in Maseches Bav Metzia, we're talking about a ruba delesa kamon. It's a statistical hashara. We don't know that 14% of these animals are treifas. We don't know for sure that 14% are treifas. It's a hashara. It's an estimation. So now, you have all of these animals that are sitting in the milk factory. You have all these animals that are sitting in the milk factory. Do we know that there's a miut over here? No. According to the Shev Shmaitza, what did we see? The Shev Shmaitza says that if you have a ruba, the Isa Kamon, if we know that there are some of the animals over here, so then in such a case, the halacha is that we view the miut as being there, and then if we're machmir on bim b'mino by a kolshu, and if we're machmir that by a mir hamatsui, there's a chiyuv to be mevarer that it came from mir hamatsui, so then in such a case, you have a problem. However, one could argue, at least according to the Shev Shmaitza, that the chash doesn't start. Why? Because here we're talking about a ruba. The Lesa come on. If I knew 14% of the animals are treifas and then the milk gets mixed up, so then in such a case, then there's a shiloh of min mimino, and there's also a chiyuv levarer, and for both those reasons, the milk will be asr midrabanan. However, if we're mechalik between a ruba disa come on, ruba de Lesa come on, with the beautiful svara that was presented, so then in such a case, there will be room to be matzdik to say that it's mutter. Rav Shechter said this to us, Tavshin Samach Zayin, and we were on Dav Dalit. When we got to Dav Vava Mebeis, and we learned up this sugya in Bava Metzia, we realized this important yesod. And then I was thrilled that, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Asher Weiss in Shnas Tavshin Samach Gimel, in the Torah Journal of Kiryat Sanz, mentions this exact svara, and maybe exact is the wrong word. I believe he mentions a svara, and for that reason, Rav Asher Weiss says that milk would be kosher today as well because of this chiluk. There's no leidas hasafek if it's a ruba delesa kamot. Now, truth be told, it's not poshut because the trumas hadeshen is beferish cholek in svara on the Shev Shmaitza. Trumas Hadeshen preceded it. And if you see my notes on Bava Metzia, you'll see I found other Rishonim that don't necessarily go with the svara of the Shev Shmaitza. That they hold actually a Ruba Delesa Kamon, we might even be more machmir than a Ruba Disa Kamon. But in the yeshivas, this is a svara of the Shmaitza. And if I'm not mistaken, again, Rav Asher Weiss used this svara to be matir milk. And therefore, since we're dealing with two dine derabanans, what we're discussing is derabanans, and there's a beautiful svara, and that's the way to be miyashev, the Tosis Arash, then there is this tzad to be makel. Halacha lemaisa, many of the gedolei poskim were makel, and what we're doing is we're trying to show how it works, because the chura of Shechter's tainas were a strong taina. Once it gets over 14%, then, and to use the concept of bittul barov is a little bit problematic, as he himself pointed out, but it could very well be to be matzdik, the minig ha'olam to be makel. By the way, Rav Shechter said that Rav Yashiv was very, very scared to be machmir. He claims that Rav Yashiv heard his arguments. Rav Yashiv claimed that's a shayla pikuach nefesh. Milk is a question of pikuach nefesh. But that left Rav Shechter in a bind. At the end of the day, that's for people it's pikuach nefesh for. But for the majority of people, it's not. So this Bezer Hashem, after Iyun in the Sugya, would be a good hatstaka for the minig ha'olam to be makel. And we can continue enjoying milk. You can still get your milk.